The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says that the U.S. is the country's principal enemy, but the Iranian nation is prepared to defeat this enemy in all arenas.
همه بدانند ما در این مرحله و در مراحل دیگر دشمنان خودمون را آمریکای جنایتکار را و همدستان آمریکا را به فضل الهی زمینگیر خواهیم کرد به اذن الله تعالی در همه عرصه ها آمریکا را ما مایوس خواهیم کرد
Ayatollah Khamenei described the U.S. government as ruthless that rules one of the most corrupt and oppressive countries. The leader said that Washington lent full support to terrorist groups operating in the Middle East, including Daesh. He added that the U.S. is backing regional despotic regimes like Saudi Arabia and Israel, despite their atrocities against the peoples of Yemen and Palestine. Further in a speech, the leader slammed the administration of President Donald Trump for using the language of threat against Iran.
ریگان از ترامپ هم قوی تر بود هم عاقل تر بود هم علیه ما اقدام کرد حالا تهدید و هیاهو و او هنرپیشه بود بازیگریش هم بهتر از این بود عملا هم علیه ما اقدام کرد اون هواپیمای ما رو زدن و این کار کردن امروز ریگان کجاست جمهوری اسلامی کجاست امروز جمهوری اسلامی چند برابر زمان ریگان پیشرفت کرده رشد کرده در همه قسمت ها مشغول مؤاخذه پس دادن به
Ayatollah Khamenei added that since the 1979 Islamic Revolution, the enemies have used all sort of hostile actions against Iran, but to no avail. The leader cautioned the Iranian nation to be more vigilant to such plots. He said the enemies continue with their hostile measures, including propaganda and a psychological warfare, economic sanctions, as well as a cultural war against Iran. Mustafa Hoshesh is a journalist and political analyst who joins us to tell us more about Iran's leader's statements. You know, I can't help but to hone in on when Iran's leader made a comparison to the former U.S. President Ronald Reagan and said, where is he now and where is Iran now? Because in a sense, it parallels the U.S.'s demise, in a sense, of its world standing now to have decreased while Iran's has improved.
Hello, and thanks for having me. Well, that's true. You know, ever since the Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979, the United States came across a new paradigm and new role model in the region. They were afraid that Iran's Islamic Republic could set a role model for other regional nations and Muslim nations, and that could endanger their interests and the interests of their allies, main allies, especially Israel. So they did their best in order to exercise a kind of regime change in Tehran. They, you know, took various kinds of plots and options, including military operation in Tabas that ended in failure and a fiasco. Also, they did their best with regard to, you know, imposing economic sanctions, crippling sanctions, as they call it, as well as instigating and inciting public dissent and, you know, various types of plots for Velvet Revolutions in Iran. And they all failed until 2005. In 2005, a new approach, you know, rose, and little by little, the think tanks in the U.S. started, you know, changing approach. Instead of enforcing regime change that they had failed, they said, okay, now let's at least try to contain Iran's power. In 2008, the last year of President Bush in office, this change came into practice, actually, and Obama, all throughout his 8 years in office, he did the same thing and tried to contain Iran's power outside its borders, Iran's regional clout, Iran's missile industry and power, Iran's nuclear industry. And if they find the opportunity, they would go on and on in order to contain and limit Iran's progress in other areas of science and technology, like stem cells, nanotechnology, and so on and so forth. So ever since President Trump came to office, he tried to go on, you know, the policy that they exercised before the 2005, like what Reagan did, but he failed. And actually, in the last few weeks or months, he has come to realize that he needs to go on with the second phase of the Obama policy of engagement that includes increasing economic sanctions, rising tensions against Iran in the region, lining up the United States allies, Saudi Arabia, and Israel in front of Iran, and then offering talks in order to restrain and in order to contain Iran's regional power. That's the target now. So this is basically the agenda in Washington. And so far, as many think tanks in the U.S., including Foreign Policy in its article last night, said that one of the seven major successes or landmark developments that happened in the year 2017 was Iran's growing influence in the region, despite all the efforts made by the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Israel. And half of it was gained because of not Iran's initiatives or plans, but because of the wrong attitude and approach pursued by the United States and its allies, Saudi Arabia, and of course, Israel. With regard to Qatar, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, everywhere you just take a look at these countries that are considered either Iran's friends or allies, you see that they are in their own place. They are gaining more and more power. And Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the U.S. have failed in order to weaken their power.
Okay, thank you for that, Mustafa Khoshesh, a journalist and political analyst, talking to us there from Tehran.